What is your emergency? What can the police department help you with at this very moment? What do you need?
I don't answer because my telephone is off.
Okay, well, it's not off because you keep dialing 911 and not answering. You hang up and you're not there. What do you need us to do for you right now? I have an emergency call on the other line.
I need to get a husband.
You need to get a husband?
Yeah.
You're calling 911 to get a husband?
Well,
Yes, you know you can get arrested for dialing 911. Do you know you can get arrested for dialing 9? Do you want to get arrested for dialing 911?
Absolutely.
Okay. You stay on the line, okay?
Thank you, dear.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Well, I'm going to tell you
how. Oh, and this one time? At band camp?
Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
You will respect my daughter.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Yeah.
Good day and welcome to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast for Tuesday, July 6, 2010. It's been a week since I've put one of these things together, and it seems like forever. They're going to be coming out a little more sporadically now that I've gotten a little busier with my work. So it'll be like a tasty little treat that just sporadically shows up on your Facebook page or pops into your iTunes subscriptions. You'll never know when they're coming, but when they do, look out, baby. But anyway, I hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. I know I did, but let's get right to the funny, shall we? This episode of the broadcast is brought to you by Dick Stick.
Hey, thanks for coming out and exercising with me. It's so hard to find a workout partner these days.
Oh, it's my pleasure, guy. You know, it's hard for me to find time to do a lot of things now that I'm a family man. But, you know, it's always good to bust loose and burn some calories, know what I mean?
Hey, champ.
Hey, buddy.
Did you know that guy?
No. Why?
It seems like you know him.
Just two dudes passing by in the park, you know?
What's the matter? Well, it's just that I come here all the time, and he always passes by me and never even acknowledges my existence.
So you're saying that you come here every single day and that guy never talks to you?
Not a word. And I admire his workout routine, and sometimes it's just he and I alone on the track, and I think I'd like to work in on that.
Let me ask you a question there. What kind of deodorant do you use?
I don't know, something my wife buys me.
That's fine, I guess, as long as you just want a run-of-the-mill antiperspirant.
Well, isn't that what deodorant is?
What if I told you there's a product on the market right now that not only keeps you fresh, but also makes you more noticeable to other guys?
I'd say you're imagining things?
Well, my friend, imagine this.
Dick Stick? What's that?
Dick Stick serves the same purpose as your everyday long-lasting deodorant, but also includes ingredients such as sodium, beer, red meat, combining to create an aroma of alluring scent that keeps you smelling great, but also relevant to like-minded men.
And that's something your wife's brand doesn't have.
Well, okay.
Dick Stick, by men, for men, to bring men together.
By men.
Oh, wasn't that a manly commercial? Or was it completely gay?
Oh my God, gay!
Here's the Onion Radio News with Doyle Redlin.
The Kentucky legislature bans gay pet weddings. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redlin reporting. Kentucky lawmakers dealt a harsh blow to same-sex pet advocates today as they unanimously voted to outlaw gay pet weddings. Republican State Senator John Westwood vowed to protect the tradition of pet marriage in the bluegrass state.
Pet marriage is a sacred bond between a male dog and a female dog, and that's just the way it is. That's the way it's always been.
Disappointed activists advise owners of gay pets still determined to be married to travel to Vermont, where all manner of depraved coupling somehow remains legal. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Well, holy crap, if that isn't all the time we have left for this episode of the broadcast, please to be checking back in for more internet comedy fun. And don't forget, all of my booking information is available at www.voiceoverchameleon.com. That's it, Berber.
Shut up!
Yeah.